Welcome to episode 35 of the Simple Christians Podcast and my first video cast. So for those of you listening, yes, I'm on video now too. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Spotify video, and wherever else I might be able to put it. Remember, take a second right now, hit that like button, or give me a rating on your podcast player before I get started. Just hit pause real quick, give me a rating, and then jump right back in. I appreciate it. Today I want to talk about, what is sin? What is sin? Sin is, there are two subjects talked about more in the Bible than anything else. One of those two subjects is sin. It doesn't always say sin. We look at the Old Testament, especially the books of Kings. It talks about this king did what was evil in the sight of God. That king did what was evil in the sight of God. I'm in that book right now reading it, and it's just all over the place. I mean, these kings didn't know how to do what was right for God. And Judges, the entire nation of Israel did what was evil in the sight of God at least 17 times in that one book. So, and that's another way of saying sin. They sinned against God. So they think about what really is sin. Well, as Christians, we know, any Christian, maybe that's been a Christian for a while, knows when you sin, if you get caught, you go to jail, they convict you, and then they kill you, right? Well, no. They don't kill you for sinning. As a matter of fact, most sins aren't even illegal. Sloth isn't illegal, but sloth is a sin. It's one of the seven deadly sins. I'll get into that a little bit more. Some sins definitely are illegal. Pride isn't illegal. Vanity isn't illegal, but it's a sin. So sin doesn't mean you're going to get put into jail. Oh, that's right. So we're Christians. So when we sin, we get excommunicated. We get kicked out of the church. God turns his back on us. And then we're destined to live in hell for eternity, right? Well, no, actually. The New Testament tells us that if we trust in Jesus, believe in Jesus in our heart, and we speak it through our mouths, then we're saved. Doesn't say we're saved and we won't sin anymore. Matter of fact, I don't know if there's ever been a human on this earth that didn't sin. Remember, Jesus was fully human and fully God. He wasn't just human. Jesus, of course, did not sin. I don't think there's anybody fully human that didn't. Unfortunately, some days I sin every minute in here, in my head. I try not to, but hey, it happens, especially when I get angry. And we won't go there. So if we don't die from sin and we don't get excommunicated, kicked out of the church from sin, what is sin? When I first became a Christian, the pastor of the church that I went to talked about sin once, and he talked about it as missing the mark for the best of what God has for us. And I really liked that. I thought that it really talked a lot about what sin is, and I believed that for quite a long time. And I'm not saying that's completely wrong, but I don't think it's really completely accurate either. Because the Bible actually tells us, just like I've already said several times, what is sin? Sin is doing evil in the sight of God. Maybe not evil in the sight of man, but evil in the sight of God. Now, something I hate to admit, I really do. There's one pastor that I know of that talks about how to stop sinning more than all the others, and he gets a really bad rap for it. Even I have said, this pastor's got a great message, but he doesn't, it's only part of the message. He doesn't go into all these other things. He doesn't really talk about sanctification or the wages of sin or even faith versus works. He doesn't really get into the Trinity of God. Now, he talks about these every once in a while, but he doesn't talk about really the end times either. I mean, none of this. Really, when he starts off every message, he says, God loves you, or Jesus loves you. And for those of you that have watched or listened to other Christian podcasts or watched them on TV, you already know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Joel Osteen. Who knew that he had it right the whole time? What is the opposite of sin? Love. Love. That's the opposite of sin. We think it's hate, but no, it really isn't. Because think about it. Think about when you were younger and you really liked that boy or girl and you didn't know how to express it. Now, when this happened to me the first time, I really didn't understand love. I was very young and I thought I hated this person. I couldn't stop thinking about them. And I thought that I hated them, but it really wasn't true. It wasn't hate at all. I liked this person a great deal. I don't know if it was actually love. I might have been too young to actually understand true romantic love at that time. But there was something there that I thought was hate, and it wasn't. So I really don't think that hate is the opposite of love. I think sin is the opposite of love. Hate and love are actually very closely related. It's very easy to hate someone that you love when they do something that you really don't like. I mean, I'm not talking about in the beginning of the relationship. In the beginning of the relationship, you're like, oh, I'll do anything. I'll wash your car. I'll clean your feet. I'll do whatever you want. But when you get into a relationship and they start understanding the things that really get you and really irritate you, and they start pushing your buttons because they're upset about something and they want you to be upset too, and all of a sudden you got those feelings. I'm talking about that. They're very closely related. So I'm not so sure that they're really opposite. Another reason why I think that sin is the opposite of love is we look at the Bible, and the Bible very specifically tells us that God is love. And forgive me, I'm not quite positive that this is actually in the Bible. It's inferred in the Bible, but I don't know if it's actually in the Bible, but I've been told before that God cannot be around sin. Well, if God is love and sin is the opposite of love, well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? God can't be around sin because it's the opposite of everything that he is. So think about it. What is sin? Sin is anything that takes you away from God's love. It's that simple. And if we want to get sin out of our lives, we just need to love more. I mean, let's look at the seven deadly sins. There are seven deadly sins in the Bible, and they are listed thus. And no, I'm not telling you the truth in the least bit. The seven deadly sins actually aren't listed as that in the Bible. They are in the Bible, but they're not called the seven deadly sins. But they are In respect of our soul, they are deadly. They start off with lust. Lust is one of the seven deadly sins. And I think Matthew 5, 27 through 28 really spells that out well. I'm not going to do Bible verses for all of them, but this one in particular is because I really like this Bible verse. Jesus says, you've heard it said that you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman or man lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart. See, sin starts in our head and in our heart. It doesn't start with what we do. It starts with what we think. We start thinking on it too much, and then we start acting out on it, and then the sin gets even worse. But sin starts in our head. So we have lust, we have gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath. Wrath is another one. Pardon me. And the Bible tells us that vengeance belongs to the Lord, not to us. Envy, pride. I don't particularly like the word pride. I would use vanity rather than pride, because we can have pride in God. We can have pride in the work that we do for God, but you can't have vanity in God. Vanity is all about me. Look at me. Here I am. I'm vain. You got to look at me. You got to pay attention to me. The more vain someone, and think about it, it's not just vanity. Look at all seven of these sins. Every single one of them deals with one subject, me. It's all about me. Lust is me wanting something that I shouldn't have in the first place. Gluttony is me wanting to eat something I shouldn't eat in the first place. It's not just eating, but you get the idea. Greed, me wanting something that's not mine already. If it was mine already, I wouldn't be greedy for it. Sloth, me not wanting to do what I should be doing. Wrath, me wanting to act out on hate and anger. Pride, hey, look at me, vanity, look at me, look at how great I am. They're all about me, 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 me. And to me, that's what sin is. If you're wondering if it's a sin, does it exalt you more than it exalts God? If it does, it's probably a sin. Because we're supposed to be here to exalt God first. And think about it. Whenever we do any sin, we're also telling God that we don't trust his word, that he'll make all things right in the end, especially things like wrath. There are people that have done truly horrible things against me, and probably nowhere near as bad as they've done to some of the people that are listening or watching this right now. Truly terrible things. But it's not our job to get revenge. It's not our job to offer wrath on these people. God will take care of it. He will make it right in the end. But when we do these sins, we are taking control. But I tell you what kind of control do we have versus God? God's the creator of the entire universe. He's got a whole lot more control than we do. So how do we stop sin? Start loving. Is it easy? Oh, no. Not at all. It is not easy to love, especially your enemy. Bible, Jesus very specifically tells us to love our enemies. Tough, not easy, but it's well worth it. Because love is an act of serving others. So if sin is all about me, love is all about you. What can I do for you? Think about it. If you are in a relationship right now, and your relationship isn't going great, I can guarantee you it's not going great because of one reason. You stopped asking the other person, what can I do for you? And you started saying, why aren't they doing for me? I know, it's tough, I'm sorry. It really is tough. But that's why that relationship isn't working. When we begin a relationship, we're more, like I already talked about, we're more than willing to do anything for that person. But over a period of time, we stop wanting to do anything for that person. We stop wanting them to do for us. And they do the same thing. Now, if you're a man, remember, you are the leader in this relationship. You're not the leader to tell them what to do. Leaders don't tell, they show. So if you're a man in a relationship and you and your wife are having a tough time, you need to start every single day, maybe even just physically asking her, what can I do for you? You do it without grumbling. You do it with joy. You do it with love. And if you're the woman in the relationship, it might be more difficult because sometimes a man isn't going to listen to you. But if he is a servant of God in his heart, he will. He will. You can lead in this respect. And you can say, what can I do for my husband? What can I do for you? When it starts out, they're not going to trust you. Because they think that you're going to have a certain different ulterior motive. It takes time. This happened with me and my wife. And it's exactly what I did. And it wasn't easy. And it took a couple months for my wife to turn around. Now my wife and I have a better relationship than we've ever had in our lives. Love is an act of serving others. You want to stop sinning? Start loving more. Because love is also trust. Especially trusting God's word. I thank you so much for listening or watching this episode of the Simple Christians Podcast. I'll talk to you next time.